الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. So far, this class has covered such topics as, or answered the following questions: what are the principles of Islam? How does Islam view women? What does Islam say about justice? Are Muslims terrorists? What does Islam say about racism? How can Islam help to improve the world? Those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class can very easily answer all of these questions. Those new listeners, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, before I start talking about today's subject, I want to ask you all, who are, of course, in Islamic studies class, what have you done to improve upon the quality of life of the world around you? Such as, have you helped someone in need? Have you helped a person who is homeless? Stood up against injustice? Helped someone improve upon the quality of their life? Have you intervened when someone is bullying someone else? If you have the power and authority to help others, have you helped others? My students, we must be bold, fearless, and not afraid of change, and not afraid of making positive change in the world around us. One of the ways in which this world will change for the better is that each and every one of you do your part. So do your part and contribute towards positive change wherever you are. This class is not just about learning about Islamic faith or the Islamic faith. We are also going to challenge each and every one of you to stop just talking about what is wrong in the world and start changing it for the better, which is really part of Islam, or maybe be part of your own faith or who you are as a person. So look around you, see what positive changes need to be done, and do not wait for others to make the change. You do it, and do it now. Now, let's take a look at some of the minor signs that the judgment day, or the day of judgment, is drawing near. You may believe that this is strange that we are studying this thing called minor signs of the day of judgment. But the day of judgment is drawing near. Let me explain what I mean by that. When mankind drifts off the path to Allah, or to Almighty God, Allah in His mercy sends a prophet or messenger to guide them back to the straight path. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, born 1400 plus years ago in Saudi Arabia, or in Arabia at the time, is the last prophet sent to mankind to guide them back upon the straight path. This final prophet has come to explain to mankind some things that previous prophets or messengers had not extensively explained. For example, he explained how to pray, how to fast, what is in heaven, how to gain it, and what keeps mankind out of it, or what is hell, and how to stay away from it, and what is in it. And of course, the same thing for the day of judgment, and what will happen on the day of judgment. Minor signs, and also major signs, that indicate that the day of judgment is drawing near. So these are some of the things he came to explain to mankind. Because he is the final prophet, and really mercy from Allah sent to us mankind before Allah put the final judgment upon us. We will discuss today about some of the minor signs that the day of judgment is not far away. Now, some of you may not believe in a day of judgment, but on that day, you will see that I am telling the truth. It will come and you will be judged. As a reminder, please go and get your Quran, excuse me, because I always mention to you each week for you all to bring your Qurans with you. You can also get a Quran free. The Quran is the last revelation sent to mankind from Allah, the words of Allah. You can get a free Quran by going to Y Islam, that's WHYISLAM.org. YIslam.org, that's WHYISLAM.org, of course, and they will send you a free Quran in Spanish or English or French or whatever language that you may speak, and you can request that free of charge. Now, if you recall, we had discussed the Day of Judgment being one of the beliefs of a Muslim. Excuse me. And Allah says in chapter 4, on the 42nd verse, so hopefully you have your Qurans by now, and he says, on that day, meaning the Day of Judgment, those who disbelieve and disobey the messenger will wish that they were buried in the earth, but they will never be able to hide a single fact from Allah. So basically, this short verse is talking about on that day, we want to do everything but be in front of Allah. Even we have to dig ourselves into the ground to try to hide from Allah, we will not be able to do so, because every soul will be judged on that day. Also, is another verse that really goes in a little more detail about what would happen, and our verses will talk about in detail what would happen on that day. And if you turn your Qurans to chapter 82, and we're going to read the entire chapter, and that's 1 through 19. And keep in mind that each Quran or translation may be different. The Quran came in Arabic. That's the original language. But when you translate it, sometimes things get lost in translation. If you translate in Spanish or French or English or something like that, some things from the Arabic, they don't really capture in another language. So hopefully you turn to chapter 82, the 119th verse. Chapter 82, verse 1 through 19. And it says, and when the stars fall scattering, when the seas are erupted, and when the contents of graves are scattered, a soul will then know what it has put forth and kept back. O mankind, what has deceived you concerning your Lord, the gracious, who created you, proportioned you, and balanced you? In whatever form he will, he has assembled you. No, but you deny recompense. And indeed, appointed over you are keepers of noble and recordings. They know what you do. Indeed, the righteous will be pleased and pleasure. And indeed, the wicked will be in hellfire. They will enter to burn therein on a day of recompense, and never therefrom will they be absent. And what can make you know what the day of recompense is, meaning the day of judgment? Then what can make you know what is the day of recompense? It is a day when a soul will not possess for another soul, nor power to do a thing. And the command that day is entirely with Allah. And so we see from this is that on a day of judgment, that the seas will erupt. There will be earthquakes on that day. Anyone's in their grave, they will be brought up from their grave, naked and uncircumcised, and they will be scattered about. And also on that day, of course, the noble recording angels will also present on that day what you did and what you did not do. Because I mentioned to you before about one of the beliefs of a Muslim is to believe in the angels. And we all have one angel on our right side and one angel on our left side writing down our good and bad deeds. The angel on our right side write down our good deeds that we do, and the angel on our left side write down the bad deeds that we do. So no matter what we say or what we do, it is being recorded. Because Allah, as I mentioned before, can see a black ant on a black rock on a black night. So he can certainly see anything that we do or know the things that we say. And so also on that day, the righteous people, the ones who obey Allah, will seek pleasure, will receive pleasure, meaning they will get paradise. And then the ones who are the wicked ones, the ones that disobey Allah, they will receive the hellfire. And on that day, no possessor of another soul will have power to do anything. Meaning I will not have power to do anything or say anything on my own, and that you will not have any power to do anything or say anything on our own. Our own bodies on that day would testify against us. I know it seems strange, but that's the part of the Islamic faith. And that is said by the Prophet Muhammad about what would happen on that day. And I want to explain to you something more, is that on that day, whatever our ears heard, they would speak. Allah has a power. He created Adam without a father and a mother. Okay, he created Eve without having a mother, and created Jesus without having a father. So this is easy for Allah to do, to have our ears speak without us controlling it, our tongue saying things without us controlling it, our eyes speaking against us what we saw. And our feet talking about where we went, our hands talking about what we did with it. And so this is easy for Allah to do. Allah just say be, kun fayakun, be, and it is. Well, so these things are easy for Allah to do. So let me move on. After you have been enlightened regarding the minor signs, it is my hope that you will pay more attention to the changes or the minor signs that the day of judgment is rapidly drawing near, and embrace a faith that will help you stay on the right path before you meet your Lord. First of all, let me tell you some of those things that indicate the day of judgment is drawing near, some of the minor signs. And I don't mean to scare you or make you afraid. I'm just informing you about the belief of Islam and how the Prophet really went into details, not a little different than the prophets before him. Adam and Noah and Moses, he really goes into details about on each and everything, because he is the final prophet sent to mankind to warn us about the day of judgment is drawing near. And so he's telling us and be warned mankind is that these are some of the signs that the day of judgment is drawing near. And one of those signs is that honesty will be lost. It was mentioned by one of the prophet's companions that the prophet was asked by a man, he said, when will the hour, meaning doomsday, take place? The prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, when honesty is lost, then wait for the hour, meaning doomsday. The man said, how would that be lost? The prophet, may peace and blessing, said, when the power or authority comes in the hands of unfit persons, then wait for the hour, meaning doomsday or judgment day, to come. There seems to be an increase of some political figures and others not caring about all of the people. We see this happening around the world, where people with authority or power are totally unfit for their positions. I'm not saying any names. I'm not getting into that. You made the judgment call for yourself of those people that have the authority and the power, and they are unfit for those positions or to have that authority and power. Now I'm going to, again, not name names, because that's not what I'm going to do. But the persons, they know, you know who you are, that do not need to have the power and authority that you have. We know who you are, that you do not deserve or should not have the power, and you are unfit for the power and authority that you have. And above that, Allah knows who you are. Let me give you an example. Of course, we have politicians who seem to only look out for certain members of society, society of population, and neglect others. This may happen, of course, around the world. We had thousands of people out of work because those who are to provide and protect jobs are not doing so. Even you have religious leaders are sometimes blinded by power and authority, meaning they have power and authority and they don't use it right, or they do not stand up against injustice and support wrong, and they support wrongdoing of others. Matter of fact, they would even pray for the wrongdoers to continue to be successful in their wrongdoing against others. Now, those individuals, all that I mentioned, they are unfit and do not deserve to have the power and authority that they have, and that they have an opportunity to change things, and they don't do so. They support those people who are bad people, or people who are doing wrong towards each other, and also them themselves. They are out there doing bad things and abusing their power and authority. And so I just wanted to mention these things to you. Sometimes a person will lie so much that the more lies that come out of their mouths than the truth. And many of us believe them only because they say that it is true. And so we sometimes support people in their wrongdoing, and allow them to continue with their wrongdoing that they're doing. They're unfit for the power and authority, and we sometimes support them, or we ignore what they're doing instead of standing up against them. And that's clergy and those people who are non-clergy. So let me move on. Also, it is mentioned that a man said, I saw Allah's messenger, may peace and blessing be upon him, to be the seal of the prophets, is a sign of the approach of the hour. This particular hadith, or this saying, tells us that there will be no other prophet after Prophet Muhammad, and that he will be followed by the hour, which indicates that the hour is coming soon. So just the fact that Allah sent a last message to mankind, from Adam to Muhammad, all the messengers and prophets between Adam and Muhammad, they came to mankind and warned them about do right. Noah told his people for 950 years, do right, and they did not do so, and Allah sent upon them the water. And then you have the people who were drowned, or the people who earthquake that took them over. So you have this kind of thing over and over in history, how Allah destroyed people who did not follow what he said to do, or obey him and obey his messenger. Now Allah has sent the last prophet to mankind to warn them and warn us as mankind, okay, this, I am your final prophet. There will be no other prophets after me. And that the next thing that's coming is the day of judgment. And so let me move on. It is also mentioned that the angel Jibril, or Gabriel, as some people call him, and that is, he said, inform me, he was saying to the prophet, he said, inform me about the hour of the doom. And he, meaning the prophet, and peace and blessed be upon him, he remarked, one who is asked knows no more than the one who is inquiring about it. The inquirer, said, tell me some of the indications. He, the prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, that a slave girl will give birth to her mistress and master, that you will find barefooted, destitute goat herders vying with one another in construction of magnificent buildings. I will let you think about these various places that you traveled and have seen towering buildings done by former goat herders, as I mentioned in that particular earlier saying. We go across the world and we see buildings, people like almost like a contest about who's going to build the biggest building into the sky. And sometimes it's a problem because sometimes even the people who put out fires, they can't even get up that high to the buildings and put out a fire or something's up on a 68 or 90th floor or something like that that's going up into the sky. And so that creates a problem and a safety hazard for people. But I want to get into that part. I just mentioned that these are one of the signs of the day, of the minor signs that the day of judgment is drawing near, is that people who were former goat herders, that they will build these magnificent buildings. Also, it mentioned that children will disobey their parents to the point where a son would treat his mother as if he is her master and she is his slave girl. He will beat her, mistreat her, and use her as a slave. This means that the situation will be so strange and that the hour will approach when things will seem upside down. Matter of fact, I used to work at a group home, and I heard a young man talking on the phone with his father with total disrespect. From the conversation, I could not tell who was the parent and who was the child. Also, you may have witnessed yourself in a grocery store or supermarket. When you are around other people, or a woman has a child, or a man have a child with them, and the child is totally disrespecting that individual, the adult, cussing them out, telling them what they're not going to do, kicking, hitting on them, spitting, that kind of thing. It's almost sometimes you just want to just kind of do something about changing that child's behavior, but a lot of times we know that if we did that, we would probably be more in trouble with the parent who were trying to help them to control their unruly child, or child disrespecting them, and we jump in and we may try to help them, and the parent turn against us. And so we see this all the time where children can't tell who's the parent and who is the child. Another minor sign that the day of judgment is drawing near is time passes quickly. Meaning that the blessing that we receive in time being slow will be rapidly changing. In other words, a year will be like a month in its benefit and its blessing. A month will be like a week, and a week will be like a day, and a day will be like an hour. And we know this because right now we're in mid-2019. And think about how quickly this year is going by. Sometimes many of us would say, how quickly time flies. So now maybe you have a better understanding as to why time appears to pass so quickly. And we'll see, because right now we're in mid-June when this broadcast is taking place. And before we know it, God willing, we will be into the December and changing for us who go by the particular calendar. And we'll be going into the new year and say Happy New Year 2020. So these weeks are going by fast. Our months are going by fast. Our year are going by fast. Now, Islam has an answer to why there has been an increase in murders, which is a minor sign that the day of judgment is drawing near. Now, what do I mean by this? What I mean is that it was related that the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, time will pass rapidly. Good deeds will decrease, and miserliness will be thrown into the hearts of people. And the harab, meaning the haraj, which is H-A-R-J, haraj, will increase. They were asked, well, what is the haraj? He replies, it is killing, meaning murdering. It is murdering, meaning killing. We get many reports almost daily of children killing their parents killing their children, or husband killing their families, etc. It was also mentioned that in another saying of the Prophet, he said, by him in whose hand is my life, a time will come when the murderer will not know why he has committed the murder, and the victim will not know why he has killed. And so we see from this since, particularly like here in America, I'm broadcasting from America. Since 2019, America has experienced about 288 mass shootings, such as in places of worship, schools, workplace, etc. Worldwide, we have seen a similar mass shooting or mass killing, such as in Sri Lanka, France, New Zealand, Palestine, and other places throughout the world. And again, I repeat, a time will come when the murderer will not know why he has committed the murder, and the victim will not know why he has been killed. And these mass shootings or killings, the victims have absolutely no idea why they are being killed. So let me move on to the next one, is that it was also mentioned about there will be an increase in sexual intercourse will prevail, and also the drinking of alcohol will prevail. And we see today that many people do not want to get married because it is old-fashioned, or they make up some reason or excuse not to get married. So illegal sexual intercourse is on the rise. Having children outside of marriage is on the rise. Also, in many cases, in order for people to socialize with each other, they must drink alcohol or take some type of drugs. And so we see there's been an increase in this area of the increase in having sexual intercourse outside of marriage, and also increase of people drinking of alcoholic beverages, which of course alter the person's behavior. They say things they wouldn't normally say or do things they wouldn't normally do. They almost have no control over their tongue and their behavior once they drink the alcohol or they take some type of drugs. And so my students, I just want to mention, because our time is running short, and that is, please fear the Almighty Allah, and fear God, and do what you can for the pleasure of Allah, because this world is only a temporary world. In Islam, it says we go through this world as if we are travelers. This is not our destination. It is just part of the journey towards a destination towards Allah, and destination towards doing what is right. And our destination, the final destination for the Muslim, is paradise. That's our final destination. We do not want to go to hell doing things that are causing us to go into hell. We want to do things that are going to get us into the paradise. So that is our mandate, and that's what we strive for as Muslims. And so I mentioned these minor signs to you so that you could become more aware of them. And when you say, man, time is flying, it's time. Yes, it is flying, meaning also that it's getting closer to the Day of Judgment. I'm talking to you this day, this Wednesday. Before you know it, next Wednesday will be here. 1 week will go by so quickly before we know it, like a flash, as if it's like 1 hour. It will go by so quickly. And so I encourage you all that are listening to me, my students, to get right with your Lord, get right with God, get right with Allah, so that on the Day of Judgment, you will be right with Allah. And you won't worry about digging yourself into the ground and burying yourself in the ground. You will feel good about standing before Allah. So thank you for listening to Islamic Faith and Focus. I have been your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.